is gold.
Welcome to another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Bilo Mike Just. What's going on, Bilo?
Hey, dog, I'm alright. Life just be laughing, though. And yeah, your boy just signed a 360 deal to Cape Town, so.
They got you at the 360, boy.
Wait, they got me at the 360. I ain't going nowhere. How you doing, my dog?
Hey, man, chilling. You know, chilling, trying to survive the last kick of winter.
Did you make it through the snow, man?
Yeah, I did, bro. You know, snow tires and that. You know them ones, they're still.
Yes, sir. Yeah, actually, we done had that. We had that.
Yeah. Hey, bro. No, I did. I survived. Luckily. I was only there for a couple of hours, and then I was out.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
But other than that, you know, chilling. We're back again. It's a new week. And new opportunities, and of course, new music to review. So we're out here, and today we are going to be reviewing for the very first time on the show. Actually, we've spoken about this lady a couple of times before, but we never really gotten into doing any of her stuff. Michaela Jones. Many Promises is the name of the album. She had dropped an album a couple of years ago and I loved it, and we were supposed to review it. We just couldn't get it right into the schedule, but she's back again. Too Many Promises, Michaela Jones. Where is she from, actually? Is she Cape Town?
I have no idea. I think so,
yeah.
I don't know, though, but yeah, like, I mean, same sentiments in the sense of, you know, I was aware of her. Actually, I think it's Joburg and stuff, so Joburg. But yeah, I was, like, obviously, when she dropped that one project, there was that one song that bumped off of that one, which was Casio, with Lucas Raps. So that was, like, my first introduction, and I won't lie, that song was on repeat for such a long time, you know? And I think, you know, when you get like drawn in by a single, and then like you never just expand after that. That was kind of my whole thing. But obviously, this was a good chance to kind of hop on that, and I really, really did enjoy this project. I know you're supposed to ask me how do you feel, but you know, I might as well jump ahead. I think this is a really, really cool project, man. I think I was really looking forward to, I guess, broadening my horizons and knowledge on Michaela Jones and just the catalog and whatnot. But yeah, this was some really, really good music, bro. I can't lie to you. The vocals do be cooking. You see them backing, like, there's so many pockets where she put these backing vocals. It actually sounds super dope. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
This was clean.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, you know, as just as a singer, purely just as a singer, like, can't deny her. She's got the voice, bro, and she knows how to use it, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like I said, just from that previous project, I think she even got nominated for a summer for that project, didn't she?
Wait. Yeah, now we got the Googles over here, don't worry.
Because I remember, let me tell you, bro, I see that project, dude. I'm like, I was talking to someone who, by the way, is in the industry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, that Michaela project, like, this was still like maybe like a 2 months in or a month in. I'm like, I've been listening to this project and I'm loving it. And they were like, I don't really think that's a good project. I didn't really like it.
Sure.
I'm like, really? Which song didn't you like? And they're like, oh, you know, I just didn't really. And then from there, I could sense that they hadn't listened to it. They were just hating. Just, you know?
Bro.
I was like, okay, no. And then I was like, okay, fine, calm.
Yeah.
You know? And then almost a year later, I see them posting the album and they're bumping it now. I'm like, you see, bruh? Like,
Now I won't lie, like,
you just wanted to hate.
The game is gone, bro. Like, the game is actually hated, so bro. Gone. Like,
you know,
there's way too many haters. But yeah, it was a 2022 nomination for Best R&B Soul Album.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That album is good, and it's like a conceptual album too.
Yeah,
like, and you know, I love concepts, bro. So like, I was really into that album. But anyway, yeah, shout out to her. Still, we back now though. And funny enough, you know, they're friends now. So it's like,
oh shit, oh that, oh, you know, no,
crazy, right? It's crazy.
Hey, the game. Yeah.
I was like, how are you gonna hate on someone's thing? You haven't even listened to it, bro. You know,
that's it. No, but like, that's what music is nowadays. Like, obviously, no, maybe not just a project, but now it's literally, bro, it's a gender. Like, everything is just a gender now. People, like, yo, the amount of, like, bro, people have stinky opinions out there. Like, they music, yo, but I digress.
Yeah. Because, you know. Today, we are reviewing her album. It's called Too Many Promises. We have the intro, Is You Good, which goes into 24/7. Featuring Hirsch. What are we saying about those ones, Bruno?
Good. You see, that's where the vocals and that started cooking. My voice, my throat is croaky, so I won't be hitting the notes like I normally do. But like, yeah, man, I think this was a nice intro. I think this was like a taste of the vocal excellence that we'd be getting. You know, I think it was a strong introduction, kind of also feeds into creating a story or providing context, which I think it really leans into going into the next track from there. And then yeah, from there we're talking about 24/7 with Hirsch. I remember there was a time I actually was like, guys, please can we review that Hirsch project? And I think there wasn't time to do that. But yeah, I think 24/7 for me was super, super catchy. And it was just a really nice sing-song. Like, I feel like listening to this project, you know, a lot of the emotion that I felt was just happy, bro. I think the music was just like happy, you know. And I think Kill kind of brings that experience in the way that she delivers as well. So yeah, those first two were really solid, nice start. And yeah, Hirsch's verse was also cool.
Okay, yeah, 24/7 was cool, you know. I like her tone. She's got a nice tone.
Yeah,
she knows what to do with her voice. She knows how to like stack those vocals. Everything just sounds so crisp, man. Like, it's, yeah. And from there we have Different.
Yeah,
yes, Different featuring Lungelo Manzi. I feel like this was a cool song. I think for the most part, actually,
yeah,
this album felt very retro. It felt very nostalgic to me. It was giving me like early 2000s, mid 2010s vibes, you know.
Milkshake bar type, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Wait, what's that one? Waka Berry. Yeah. that this is like a Waka Berry. What? You know, like that moment, bro. Nah, but you have where it's like colorful and shit. I don't know if I'm making sense, I see it, bro. I see it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so you can really tell that this person is very influenced by, you know, 90s and like 2000s R&B music. You can tell. And it comes across so beautifully in her music. So this one, Different featuring Lungelo, I like the interpolation of Mario's famous lyrics, "Baby, I just don't get it."
Yeah. Yeah, you enjoy being hurt, hey.
But then
yeah,
she flips it. She's like, "Do you enjoy seeing me hurt?"
Yes,
you know, I'm like, yeah, I like that still. So yeah, just from that perspective, man, I really enjoyed what she was doing on this song, Different. How are you feeling about Different?
Yeah, man, I think I really enjoyed that part. And I think that also comes in, obviously, like you said, that 2000s inspiration. And I wonder, like, for me, I think it's a, it's just in general, like, it's a really dope selling point now, you know. I know we all speak about, like, sampling and, well, everyone is sampling all the time, whatever, but I won't lie, like, it's always good to kind of go back to moments, especially if your audience are people that know exactly or were there in that same exact time period. Like, there's an attachment to it. So, like, when I heard that already, I was like, interest peaked. Let me listen to what this track is about. But yeah, I think this was nice. I think Lungelo Manzi, that was the, I wanted to see how the feature would fit in here. And yeah, like, it was cool. I think the flow at the start reminded me very, the flow and, like, the way the delivery happened reminded me of, like, a Bal Wanster.
Mm-hmm.
Where it had, like, that, like, unique flow where it's like you're talking, but you're also just, you know, and then finding all these unique pockets as well to kind of deliver the message. But so I think that, that flow, that type of creativity and that was really, really cool. But yeah, man, this was a cool song. It was a nice
one. Yeah, I'll speak about the features later.
Yeah.
But yeah, Different was cool, man. I like it.
Yeah. No, right.
Freaky Friday.
Issue is our confess. Freaky Friday.
Ah, come on. No, bro. Hey, man. Man, don't play that.
Hey, don't play like that.
Hey, man. No diddy, dog. No diddy. yeah, Freaky Friday featuring Yoshiyuki. Is Yoshiyuki is he Japanese, like, in real life, or is it just the name they adopted?
I have no idea, but let me go on my Instas and do my Google. No, I need to know, bro. I need to know.
Because it's definitely a Japanese name, so
yeah, I see, I see a black man here, so I'm assuming it's a name.
Okay.
Or could be, actually, I can't be saying that. It could be, actually, I don't know, man. But yeah, in one of his captions, it says the Shandies. But actually, no, I don't know, bro. I don't know. I prefer not to speculate.
Anyway, yeah, Freaky Friday featuring Yoshiyuki. For some reason, this to me feels like a T-Pain song. Remember when T-Pain was in, like, his R&B bag?
Hey, dog. In, like, actually, yeah.
To me, this feels like, yo, T-Pain would have killed this song, boy. Like, that's the vibe I got from this one.
I would not. I think it's possible. Pick up that phone. Find T-Pain. Dude, T-Pain.
Honestly speaking, bro, that's what I feel when I listen to this one. But yeah, man, Mikhail, she was just great on this one, man. I loved it. It took me back. But somehow it still feels very new. It doesn't feel outdated or old.
Yeah.
So I like that balance of how she's able to take you back, but it's still, you know, fresh. It's still new.
Yeah.
In a way. And this is a good example of that.
But you know, it seems
Friday.
One thing I wanted to ask you, actually, and I don't know if this is, like, in relation to the, because this, obviously, this is all speculation. Like, you know, when we hop in this, we also just talk about how we feel. Because, like, my, not really issue, but, like, I think something that I would have loved to have been done differently with this project is that with all the features, the tracks with the features, the structure's the same. It's like first verse, chorus, second, feature at the end. First verse, chorus, the feature at the end. And, like, at some point I was like, yo, I also want to hear, like, a switch up, you know, throw in the person at the start. But obviously now, if we're talking about this older reference as well, a lot of the songs were like that. If there was a rap feature or someone singing on top, that was the exact same structure. But just something to kind of throw out there and point out as, like, not really a critique, but I think for me it was something where I was like, let's change it, you know what I mean? But it's still cool though.
Yeah, I have some things to say about the features. And, you know, I guess now that we are speaking about them,
yeah,
And I don't know if this is like, because I guess people who listen to this show, they know
you're artists. A hater. Oh, as soon as you said it, I was like, I know where this is going. I know.
Yeah, carry on. No, listen, I'm not a hater, bro.
Shit, lad.
I'm not a hater, but like, you guys know how I feel, right? Yeah. And I think there was only one rap feature on this album.
Yeah.
But there's like, what, 7 features? There's a lot of features, right?
Yeah.
I'm just not sure what the number was, but there's quite a few of them. And surprisingly enough, or not surprisingly for me, I guess, the only feature that I really enjoyed, like genuinely enjoyed,
yeah,
was the rap feature. I felt like the R&B guys, they did their thing, you know, they weren't bad, but it's just like, number one, if you're gonna put them next to her, like, she is singing,
yeah,
bro. Like,
yeah, yeah, like, there was no show.
She's got a real voice, bro. Mm. You know, and so it's just like, I could feel and hear the difference, and I could feel the distance between, you know, the R&B guys when they were next to her. Like, she's on another level, and I feel like the standard that she was on, a lot of them just couldn't reach that.
Yeah.
Even though they were doing decent work with their verses, but it's just that she is so good, bro, that like, she needed, you know, like, real hitters.
I think that's also probably
CPT on that, like, someone who can reach that.
But I think that's probably why I see, is because it's like, when you put on a show, say for a 3-minute song, and you put on a show for 2:15 of it, the person that's supposed to come in for 45 is supposed to, that's supposed to be the best 45 of your life, dog. Like, that remaining 45, like, you have to stun. And I think for the most part, it's like,
yeah,
because Mikhail did so well at the start and throughout, and then some, like we said, some of the stuff was cool, but not blown away, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which is fair. Good analysis.
So yeah, it's just one of those things, and we've had a situation like this before where we were reviewing a project and some artists had a few features on there, and the features weren't bad at all, but it's just that they had set such a standard that, like, it was crazy. And I feel the same way here. Like, she is so good, bro. And everyone else, it just felt like they were just happy to be there, you know?
Yeah.
And she has set this standard. And I'm just like, guys, like, let's do something here, because I'm not feeling
perfect
it like
time
that,
to
you
make
know?
It shake, yeah.
Yeah, but shout out to the features still, though. The next song was Bedroom. It was nice to hear a song with no features.
Yeah.
And it was so good. It was so good. I was feeling it. You see, that's why I was there.
Even that flow, like there. the flow at the start, I don't know. It reminded me of like an older song as well. Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like, there's a specific part. But I hear you. This is, I mean, from Freaky Friday to Bedroom. That's not, nah, let me keep quiet, man. My bedroom. Yeah, I would lie. That was good. That was good. This is a nice one.
Still. Yeah. I like this one. Very good. And it goes into Dribble Dribble, the interlude.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think even with that one, it was just her again.
Yeah.
Which was nice, you know, getting back to back songs with just her alone. The interlude, the production was very like, it was pulled back. There wasn't a lot going on in the production. And I like that, because then we really get to hear her voice take center stage, you know? Because the production throughout this album is very good. There's a lot happening. But it was just nice to hear her on something like this.
Yeah.
Something very subtle.
Yeah.
But yeah, how are you feeling? Bedroom, dribble, dribble. What are we saying?
Yeah, I think Bedroom was fire. I really enjoyed it. I think it was... yeah, man, that was just a good song. Then for the second one, Dribble Dribble, the interlude, I think, yeah, I really like the stripped back feel to it, but I love how, despite being stripped back, it had like this natural progression of, like, you know, starting soft and, you know, like the vocals were just, it was very eerie and whatever, and then there was like a progression in that. Even with the production pullback, in a sense, you know what I mean, and the way it kind of ends off, and then it feels like an interlude, like that, you know what I mean. That was just the feeling around it. So yeah, I think these were really two shining moments. I think this is obviously, like you said, time to just have full focus on the delivery here. No features, no one else on this. So it was like, oh, this is a good opportunity to just kind of hear her sing, because I think we only got it at the start, and then after that it was feature, so this was nice. So shout out.
Yeah, man. So the next one was It Ain't Me featuring Chase Williams. Yeah, another one where the production is just like dead on early 2000s. It's there, you know. And yeah, Chase was good, I guess. I think with a lot of these features,
yeah,
like we were saying earlier, because they were all like sort of following the same structure, yeah, you know, of just, we're just gonna place that feature after the second, yeah, you know. And I think beyond just like the structure of the songs,
yeah,
I wish that the features could have been utilized in such a way that they are sort of amplifying the story that she is telling, almost giving like a different perspective.
Yeah, like a back and forth, or like a...
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you.
Make it more conversational in a way.
Like a busted.
At least do that.
Yeah, yeah. Like, like a busted. Yeah, one of them words, yeah.
At least, you know, do something that creative. If you're just gonna give us a verse and then you're out again, at least let it be meaningful in the sense of it is contributing to the narrative of what is happening in the story. But yeah, It Ain't Me featuring Chase. What are we saying? How are you feeling?
Yeah, man, I think it was cool. I feel like this was one of those where I didn't particularly gravitate too much towards it, but yeah, that 90s 2000s style at this fight is super evident with this one, which was really nice.
The next one was Fallen featuring Melvin.
Like, I can see a music video here.
This is a good song.
Yeah,
this is a really good song, guys. The production, for some reason, it feels like a continuation from the previous song. And yeah, like I said, out of all the features, this for
this
me
is your favorite,
my favorite. I felt like he actually contributed, and what he was contributing was needed, you know.
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't feel like, if I take out his verse, the song won't feel as complete to me, just because of how they worked it out together and what he was saying, you know, in the song. Yeah. Like, it just really felt like a collaboration. He understood what the song was about and what it needed.
Yeah.
And he was able to deliver that story. And so, yeah, I think this was really good. And I guess it's easier to stand out because he's rapping, he's not singing.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So I guess there's also that, to be fair. But still, he did a great job. What are your thoughts on this one, Fallen?
Yeah, this one, I think, out of all of them, in terms of, like, it just fitted throughout. Like, I feel like it was very consistent. I think, like, even the rapping there at the end, it felt like, I don't know, it felt comfortable in there, you know? Like, it just felt like this was a part of it. Like, there was no point where I was like, this feels out of place or anything like that, which, yeah, man, this was a clean one, I think. Yeah, it was a really, really nice. And this was where also with the backing vocals, like some of the pockets I really, really enjoyed there. And the harmonizing as well, like it's done so well. So yeah, man, this was good.
Yeah, and he had time on this song. His verse was quite long, you know. Yeah, he didn't waste anything, dude, you know.
Nah, 100%.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with this game before this, like at all. And so, yeah, I think gonna check out some more of his stuff when I get some time, because I definitely was not familiar with this game before this album.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
hey, let's see.
Shout out to Melvin. Second to last song, Toxic Trends, and she's back again, just her. Yes. And like.
Here we got something. I can't lie to you.
You see, the last two songs, she was cooking, man. She was cooking. But yeah, it just, you know, a song like this just makes me wish we could have gotten more of this version of her.
Yeah, throughout.
It's just her, no features. Like, she's, you know, she can carry a song by herself, bro. And
yeah, even like, and it's different, and it's different, like, it's different styles, different feelings. Like, yeah, especially towards the end, like a Toxic Trends, you know, it had that, like the production felt heavy, you know. Obviously it kind of goes in with the subject content, and then you go to Love with the guitar, and it's like just this whole acoustic feel. And then now we take it to Bedroom, which is like this cry, you know what I mean? So yeah. Like, you know, it's also strong just as like a solo situation here. So yeah. I think, yeah, definitely would have been nice to hear it more. I mean, that's what, four track, okay, I mean, it's 5-5 split across the line if you count the intro. But yeah, I don't know, I feel like maybe it should have been like a 7-3 split or something.
Yeah, I agree. Toxic Trends was good, man. Yeah, I really wish we could have gotten more of this. And I think, you know, she is the kind of artist, she's quite versatile. Like, you know, she's very creative with how she uses her voice. And because, like, sometimes you get artists who they only have one trick, you know?
Yeah.
And that's all they have. And so with those artists, you understand why they would stack their projects with features, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like with her, like, she can carry a song by herself because she's so, you know, versatile, and there's different things that she has and like in her skill set.
100%.
And so, yeah, I wish we could have gotten more of these vibes.
But it ain't over. It ain't over.
Love was the final song.
Yeah.
Just hearing the acoustic guitar, this was so beautiful. Wow. Yo, dude, now this was like, it took me back to her previous album. These were the vibes, you know. She was just like, so I thought this was a really good closer. Strong opener with the Is You Good intro.
Yeah,
great closer. So it starts off strong, closes off strong. Yeah, how are you feeling about Love?
Yeah, man, I also think Love was a strong way to finish. I really like how it just felt peeled back, you know. And it was like, after all of this, you know, we kind of got something that was a little bit more, yeah, that. Sometimes, you know, and like, these days, sometimes I'll be running out of words to say, but Yeah, I think it's all the corporate language in my emails. But like, yeah, this is nice. I really, really enjoyed it. And I think after this was done, like I kind of felt full at the end of it. So yeah, this is good.
Yeah, man. Mikayla Jones, Too Many Promises. Like I've said before, we've spoken about her on the show a few times, but this was the very first time we were able to really, you know, do an entire episode dedicated to her. And I think that Too Many Promises is a well done album.
Yeah,
it does have the retro feel, very nostalgic. The sounds are very inspired by early 2000s, but somehow she finds a way to still keep it fresh and make it relevant to the climate of today. So I thought that was really good. It was really well done. Vocally, she's always gonna bring it. She is such an incredible singer. Her writing is also fantastic, so I really enjoyed that too. And yeah, like I said, you know, I just wish the features could have been utilized in a better way. But yeah, shout out to everyone still who contributed to this album, and shout out to Mikayla for another impressive body of work. Closing thoughts, what are we saying?
Yeah, closing thoughts, man. I think really, really enjoyed this. I think it was really nice and refreshing to also just see our full project. And yeah, I think I'm super keen to see what's next, what's gonna come up. But yeah, I feel like this is just one little piece of the puzzle, really. I feel like there's still a lot more to Mikayla as an artist, which I personally haven't heard. And yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah, man, shout out Mikayla still. Yeah, this has been the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray, and I was not alone. I was with my brethren, Below My Just. And until next time, stay shining, peace and love.
Deuces.